Agenda item number nine, discussion and possible action on the resolution delegating authority to the general manager, CEO, to execute statements expressing official intent to reimburse by Jim Forte, Planning and Development Manager.
Just as some background, I've got a resolution here. Typically, when organizations undertake large capital projects, they'll actually go out and either sell bonds in advance of those projects or sell bonds in multiple different issues in order to undertake those projects. BRA, owing to the liquidity that we have, as David mentioned earlier in his investment report, as we're looking at undertaking the probably the largest financial project that we've undertaken in a long time, Allen's Creek, in discussions with bond counsel and our financial advisor, what we contemplate is in fiscal 17, actually cash funding the first portion of the engineering studies that are going to be required. And then we've already started discussions with the Water Development Board about funding options that they have to underwrite not only those engineering studies, which will be approximately $86 million, but then ultimately the total construction cost, which arguably will be somewhere between $200 and $300 million. So what we, in discussions with our bond counsel, traditionally there is a reimbursement resolution or a reimbursement statement that is prepared and filed as of a certain date. And then when we go back to the market and make a debt issuance, then we have the ability to reimburse ourselves out of those bond proceeds for expenditures that we made in advance of that bond sale. Federal law, state law, both require this statement. As we looked in our records, the last time this board authorized the GM to do this was in the year 2000. We've had considerable turnover on this board and considerable turnover in the staff, and we thought what we'd do is come back and ratify the authority for the general manager to execute these types of statements so that as we proceed with the funding, especially for Allen's Creek, that we're legal in terms of the capability that we have under the both state law and federal law to reimburse ourselves. Are there any questions?
Jim?
Yes.
Did I understand you say that we advance money and then we can go recapture that after the bond and financing is done? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, sir. We use our cash out of our reserves, and as we look at what those reserve balances are and how we've used them, then we can incorporate into future bond issuances the reimbursement of that cash so that we maintain our liquidity and have the flexibility to pursue other projects. Again, it avoids us having to go through multiple bond issues, having issuance costs associated with each one of those bond issues. You may issue two or three times for a project. This will allow us more or less to have probably just two financings for the Allen's Creek project, one for the engineering services and then one for the ultimate construction.
And those numbers are in the bond
our advertisement, when you go out and request the bonds, those numbers
yes.
are there. And
yes, we,
about the timing of it, is that also
yes.
addressed in the bond
yes.
issue?
The issuer, in this case, the Water Development Board, in our discussions, okay. they're well aware that we will intend to reimburse ourselves for the cash outlays that we've made in advance of receiving the bond proceeds.
It's more than an intention, though, and it's contractual. We can do it.
I refer to Stephen Adams is here. I don't know if it's contractual, but this ability offers, or this type of a statement offers us that opportunity that we don't
request,
have to.
But
we'll look at what the cash payments have done to our reserve balances, and if we have the opportunity and the necessity to meet the board's reserve policy requirements, then we will do that. We don't have to do all of it, but we want the ability to have that option. And any bonds issued under this and for the Allen's Creek, we'll bring back to you, and we can discuss very specifically what we intend to do with those proceeds when we have that bond sale. We have a resolution.
Please read it.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager slash CEO of the Brazos River Authority, parentheses authority, being hereby is designated the authorized representative of the authority for purposes of executing and delivering on behalf of the authority statements expressing official intent to reimburse costs relating to the various projects of the authority from time to time from the proceeds of obligations issued by the authority to finance such projects, and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority that this resolution shall take effect and be in full force and effect from and after the date of its adoption, and it is so resolved, and all resolutions of the Board of Directors of the Authority in conflict with or inconsistent with this resolution are hereby amended or repealed to the extent of such conflict or inconsistency.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is a motion to adopt. Tallis and Carolyn, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccagnino?
Yes.